Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Good afternoon, Glenn here. Today is June 16th, Wednesday, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wauchula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wauchula. Starting with your local news, the Wauchula Police Department found a lost dog on June 10th in the 300 block of North 9th Avenue around 8:10 p.m. They're currently at the Hardy County Animal Control Kennels on Airport Road. If this is your dog, please contact the Wauchula Police Department at 863-773-3265. Photos are available on the Wauchula Police Department Facebook page. Your local events, Great American Florida Gun Shows, will be at the Avon Park National Guard Armory, 2500 U.S. Highway 27 in Avon Park this Father's Day weekend for a two-day buy, sell, and trade event. Concealed carry classes will be available throughout the day, and kids 12 and under get in free with a paying adult. The Hardy County 4-H will have an open house on Thursday, August 26th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Hardy County Agri-Civic Center. 4-H is an informal, fun, and educational youth program sponsored through the University of Florida in Hardy County. Drop by the open house and meet the club leaders and see the exciting activities they have planned for the coming year. For more information, you can call Jose or Sarah at 863-773-2164. Your jobs here in the area, just like Home Pet Hotel, is looking for an animal care technician. A high school diploma or GED is preferred. Allen J. Automotive Network is looking for a parts assistant. A Florida driver's license and U.S. work authorization are required, and a high school diploma or GED is preferred. And Ashley Ferner Industries is looking for an interior designer, a high school diploma or GED, and 1 year of layout and interior design experience are preferred. All these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, the Wauchula and Bowling Green Police Departments, and law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Remember to check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. and ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Remember to do the same with your vehicles, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each and every night, you make your home a safer home. Remember, lock it or lose it. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMidday@gmail.com, or you can message us on our Facebook page. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us when we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus your agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
Hey, it's me. I lost my wallet. Yeah, it must have happened yesterday afternoon. Cash, checks, debit card? No, all of it. Yeah, I looked everywhere. Well, my rent's due. I'll need it this week. You will? Have I ever told you how much I love you guys?
She's not talking to her father. First National Bank of Wauchula. What is your bank doing for you?
At First National Bank of Wauchula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wauchula, we have your banking needs covered.
Welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. 86 degrees out, feels like 95. Cloudy with a 10% chance of rain. The air quality is poor. Maximum UV index is 4, moderate. Winds west-southwest at 7 miles an hour with gusts up to 8. Humidity is extremely humid, 62%. Dew point 72. The cloud cover is 100%. Visibility is 10 miles and the cloud ceiling was 17,200 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:48 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Today, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the morning, the numerous showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs around 90, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 20 and a 60% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly in the evening, lows in the lower 70s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour with a 40% chance of rain. Thursday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s, southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour with a 50% chance of rain. And Thursday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid 70s, east winds around 5 miles an hour. That is your Hardy Midday Weather Report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Low market prices forced Alabama cotton farmers to plant fewer acres in 2020, resulting in a 294,000 bale decrease, according to the USDA. AlphaFarmers.org reports even with the 29% decrease in planted and harvested acres, cotton still produces the most acreage of any Alabama row crop. Alabama contributes 14% of total U.S. cotton production. Total U.S. cotton acres dropped from 13.7 million in 2019 to 12.1 in 2020. The situation at the southern border continues to be an issue for farmers and ranchers, and ag groups are now calling on President Biden to do more. According to AgWeb.com, dangerous border crossings continue to be an issue for those with land adjacent to the border. Recently, U.S. Border Patrol agents took more than 160 undocumented immigrants into custody within 24 hours in two human smuggling attempts in Laredo, Texas, including 50 inside a tanker trailer. Leading ag groups have called on a bipartisan working group and congressional leadership to come together on an infrastructure package they call vital to American farmers and continued domestic and international market access. Thursday's letter comes as negotiations accelerate and congressional leaders weigh the path forward for infrastructure investments. The letter, organized by Farmers for Free Trade, includes support from every step of the U.S. supply chain, from farm groups to truckers to waterways to ports and more.
Whether I'm welding or cutting, the most important thing for me is to be comfortable with superb visual acuity. I prefer the original Pancake brand welding hoods with their auto darkening feature. Original Pancake brand welding hoods are priced right, lightweight, with a comfortable fit. For almost 60 years, pipeline welders, farms, and other small businesses have relied on the custom-fitting hoods from Original Pancake brand welding hoods. To learn more, go to opbwh.com. That's opbwh.com. Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.
Listen up, farmers and neighbors. S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply can take care of all your irrigation needs, from house pumps to turbine service and backhoe service and more. Whatever your irrigation needs, including PVC pipes for pump and repair services, call owner and manager Randall Smith, 863-773-6255. Also on call if needed. That's S&S Irrigation and Farmer Supply, located at 127 North George Burris Avenue in Wachula. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The next 3 months will likely be warm and wet across the Southeast. That's the word from the folks at NOAA and the Southeast Regional Climate Center. Pam Knox is an agricultural climatologist at the University of Georgia and took part in the latest update.
It's the high season for agriculture in Georgia and the Southeast. The wet conditions slowed things down getting into the fields, and now the dry conditions are also they're helping some producers to get into the fields because it's finally dry enough to drive equipment in without destroying the soil structure. But it's hard to plant things that need to have soil moisture to be germinated, and so some crops have been delayed. Places that have irrigation, of course, are using it quite heavily. Dry land crops are not generally looking as well because of the dry conditions that we've had. And one of the things that's really been affected by that a lot, probably more than any other crop, has been the pasture and forage. This time of year, of course, you know, the farmers have used up most of their winter hay, and they're really looking to turn the cattle out into the pastures.
Knox says the impacts from the frosts in April are generally less severe than were expected. And looking ahead, more rain is coming, which is welcome, but will also increase disease pressure, such as bacterial blight and downy mildew, according to Knox.
Tune in to Tennessee August 10th through 12th, 2021 for the largest trade show for the cattle industry. The NCBA Trade Show has all of the products and services you need to increase the profitability of your operation. The show will have over 350 exhibiting companies with over 7 acres of displays. Admission to the show includes education sessions, live cattle handling demonstrations, and a whole lot of fun. This is the show for anyone in the cattle business. Visit convention.ncba.org for all the details.
Impressions. On social media, they're peddled for pennies on platforms like Facebook that can be biased, even censored. So what are you really getting for your advertising dollar? I invite you to join the Southeast Regional Ag News Radio program, where our impressions are priceless, where it's impossible to put a value on information that empowers farmers and ranchers. If you're a company that values the impression you have within our ag community, support this radio station by sponsoring the Southeast Regional Ag News program.
This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.
And now for your business news, the Stock Market Report, and your sports news.
With the SRN News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. Stocks eased back below their record heights as investors waited to hear whether the mixed bag of data coming in about the economy will push the Federal Reserve to let up on its massive support for markets. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%. It was down as much as 0.4% earlier, after a report showed inflation on the wholesale level leaped last month by more than economists had expected. The worry is that if high inflation proves to last longer than the Fed expects, it may have to halt its bond purchases and raise interest rates. The Dow dropped 94 points, closing at 34,299. The NASDAQ was off 101 to 14,072. The S&P 500 lost 8 points to 4,246. New York oil rose $1.24, closing at $72.12 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Frost. The Atlanta Hawks have evened their second-round NBA playoff series at 2 games apiece with a comeback win over the 76ers 103-100. Trae Young overcame a cold shooting start to score 25 points, including a floater that gave Atlanta the lead with a minute 17 remaining. Young was asked how his team won, being down 18 points and shooting only 30% for the game.
Our defense. You don't shoot that bad and shoot that poorly and still win the game if you don't play good defense. Zane, we took care of the ball. Only 4 turnovers. I think that's a big reason why we won.
Game 5 Wednesday night in Philadelphia. The Clippers lost the first 2 games of their series at Utah, but have won games 3 and 4 at home, including a 118-104 victory last night to tie their series at 2. Paul George had 31 points for L.A.
We got to protect home court. This has to be a fear place. People who come step into this arena, they should be fearing us. So we got to create that environment.
Game 5 in Utah Wednesday tonight. It's Milwaukee at Brooklyn. The series tied at 2. This is SRN Sports. Vegas has won the opening round game of their Stanley Cup semifinal 4-1 over Montreal. Canadiens left wing Philip Deneau says the Golden Knights' 3-1 lead after 2 periods was too much to overcome.
They got three really good line that can capitalize, and they did tonight. We had a couple chances right off the bat, but we didn't capitalize, and they took advantage of it.
Game 2 Wednesday in Vegas tonight. The Islanders at Tampa Bay. New York leading the series 1-0. In the American League, Boston beat Toronto 2-1. It was Tampa Bay 5-2 over Chicago. Cleveland 4, Baltimore 3. Detroit 10, Kansas City 3, Oakland 8-5 over Los Angeles, and Seattle 4, Minnesota 3 in the National League. Washington top Pittsburgh 3-2. It was the New York Mets 5, Chicago 2, Colorado 3-2 over San Diego, St. Louis 4, Miami 2, Cincinnati 10, Milwaukee 2, San Francisco 5, Arizona 2, and the LA Dodgers 3-1 over Philadelphia. Katie Ledecky earned a trip to her third Olympics with a never-in-doubt victory in the women's 400-meter freestyle Monday night. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
And that concludes our time with Hardy Midday today, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll always find at Hardy County's hometown bank since 1960, First National Bank of Wachula at 406 North 6th Avenue right here in Wachula. And if you're on the go, so are they at fnbwachula.com. Your quote for today: I would love to give my dad what he really wants on Father's Day, but I can't afford to move out yet. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day, and stay dry, folks. or recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.